You're listening to SBS News.
The US Supreme Court has issued a mixed verdict on demands by the Manhattan District Attorney to see President Donald Trump's financial records. However, the court also ruled that the president's tax returns, banking and other documents will be kept out of the public eye for the time being. Mr. Trump is the only president in modern times who has refused to make his tax returns public. He has tweeted his outrage at the decision.
The Supreme Court sends the case back to lower court. Arguments to continue. This is all a political prosecution. I won the Mueller witch hunt, and others, and now I have to keep fighting in a politically corrupt New York. Not fair to this presidency or administration.
The documents have the potential to reveal details on everything from possible misdeeds to the true nature of the president's vaunted wealth, not to mention uncomfortable disclosures about how he spent his money and how much he's given to charity. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the New York District Attorney's subpoena for the president's tax returns is more political than anything else.
I've watched President Trump abide by all the requests that someone has for financial disclosure, which are much more thorough than any tax returns. It seems to me the New York district attorney and others that have tried for it seems much more political than anything else. I think this decision has already been made by the president releasing all of his financial disclosures when he ran for president the first time.
But his Democrat opposite number, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, applauded the Supreme Court's decision.
The Supreme Court, including the president's appointees, have declared that he is not above the law. The path that the Supreme Court has laid out is one that is clearly achievable by us in the lower court, and we will continue to go down that path. The decision enables to enable the Trump administration's I don't know what they're even saying about it. I hear he's tweeting one thing and then the other people are saying another. But whatever it is, it's not good news for the president of the United States. It is a path that we will take.
The Supreme Court dismissed the broadest arguments by Mr. Trump's lawyers and the Justice Department that the president is immune from investigation while he holds office, or that a prosecutor must show a greater need than normal to obtain the tax records. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the president stands by his immunity argument, even if the court disagrees.
The president still stands beside the posture that he made. He accepts any Supreme Court opinion as the law of the land, but nevertheless doesn't change his viewpoint. He can disagree with the opinion, but he certainly will follow it.
It's unclear when a lower court judge might order the subpoena to be enforced. Mark Sherman, a Supreme Court reporter for the Associated Press, says in some ways the outcome is a short-term victory for Mr. Trump.
The decisions in both cases, even though Trump lost the case involving the district attorney, probably means that none of the records that are being sought would become public before the election at the very earliest. And because the tax returns are being sought as part of a criminal grand jury investigation, which is normally confidential, it's not clear that those would ever become public. So in that sense, the outcome today is a short-term victory for Trump.
Larry Neumeister covers the court system in New York for the Associated Press and says the short-term victory could be just that, short-term.
I don't want to say, though, that the president hasn't suffered a defeat here. Because on a personal level, if he's sitting there today saying, wow, if I do lose in November, could I someday be charged criminally? And my argument that I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not face any charges, all that has gone out the window today. Because the Supreme Court is saying, no, you're not above the law. You can't make those arguments. You can face prosecution.
The decision crossed ideological boundaries. There were both conservative and liberal judges voting in favor. Larry Neumeister says that's the way things are supposed to happen.
In the end, Supreme Court justices, like most judges, are interested in fairness, in making sure that the rulings hold up the precedents of the past, and that the courts don't play too big a role in what happens to the country. The Supreme Court doesn't doesn't want to decide whether President Trump gets a second term.
In two earlier cases over presidential power, the Supreme Court acted unanimously in requiring President Richard Nixon to turn over White House tapes to the Watergate special prosecutor and in allowing a sexual harassment lawsuit against President Bill Clinton to go forward. Alan Lee, SBS News.